Now, Claire Gallagher joins me on the programme. Good morning, Claire.
Good morning, Greg. How are you?
I am doing great. And yourself?
Oh, good, good.
Right, you are looking for old-fashioned recipes, unwanted Christmas presents. Tell us how people can help you, Claire.
Okay, well, this morning I just wanted to talk a bit about a concern that I'm involved in, and it's called stray animal welfare. Now, at the moment, it's not anything official, but we have future plans to perhaps become an unincorporated association or perhaps join up with another established charity, you know, as a local branch. But at the moment, we're a group of local people interested in animal welfare. Now, our main aim is to, over time, reduce and ultimately eliminate the stray animal situation that we have in our local area, prevent animal cruelty and neglect, and when we do have the necessary funds, we'd like to assist people with neutering their own animals. The cost of neutering animals is actually quite prohibitive for some people. Oh. It's around about 45 for a tomcat and 65 for a female, and about 100 for a male dog and 150 for a female. So,
and they can go up in terms of weight for dogs and what have you as well, can't they? So it can
I wouldn't think that would be the case.
Well, I've got quotes much higher than that, but anyway, that's besides the point, and I don't want to convolute it because you're doing great work.
Yeah.
So how significant then a problem is stray animals? Is it a particular issue with cats, Claire?
In our local area, it seems to be with cats primarily because they do, you know, breed quite prolifically, and we have a number of feral cats, and then people start to feed them, which is a great thing, but, you know, they breed, and then we have the issue, and that can lead to cruelty because people just don't know what to do with them.
Yeah, and they're sort of half wild, pets.
You know, sometimes they're farm cats, sometimes they're just simply what we call feral cats, and these cats are roaming and looking for food and breeding and causing unwanted kittens, and then that leads to cruelty and neglect. So what we want to do is to do something about these issues, and so we're trying basically to raise money. At the end of the day, it all comes down to how much funds you have, really. And so we've done a couple of things so far. I mean, we're only really newly started. We're doing a raffle, and I did put out an appeal for unwanted Christmas gifts.
Mm-hmm.
We're having some dinners among friends to raise some money informally. we had a quiz night last year that we gave the money to a registered charity, and I'm in the process of producing a recipe book. And I've put out an appeal for recipes for that book as well.
So if listeners have some, you know, traditional, old-fashioned recipes that they want to share, they can forward them on to you, Claire. And as you say, you're compiling this book. Presumably then it will be sold and the money used then to continue the important work that you and others are doing in and around and beyond the Rathmullen area.
Absolutely, that's what we're doing, yeah. And we would appreciate anything like that. We've got a number of recipes. Well, rather a large number of recipes, but we want to stop at 100.
Mm-hmm.
We do have around about 80 at the moment. So, you know, if anyone does have an old-fashioned recipe or something that they think might be interesting or easy to make, we'd be really interested in receiving them.
And all the money eventually raised and that has been raised goes to the care of these animals.
Absolutely, yeah. And over time, as our ultimate aim, we'd love to be able to pay people locally to have their animals neutered. I mean, it's a bit of a challenge because you do need quite a lot of funds to be able to do that. But there are some registered charities who will give a voucher to people who need their animals to be neutered. But mainly it's focused on people who are not working.
Okay. Claire, how can people get in contact with you, Claire, if they want to help maybe join the work that you're doing, but also if they want to pass on recipes?
Yeah, well, they could email me. Would you like the
Yes, go, unless it's about 50 characters long. It might be easier, maybe.
Yeah, in a way, maybe it is.
Well, I'll tell you what we'll do then. Yeah. We'll hold on to it because we have it.
Fine.
And if anyone wants it, and I'm sure people will, Claire, they can give us a buzz here at the station, 9125000, and it's much easier for us to fire off an email to them or to pass it on that way.
Yeah, that's absolutely
okay,
lovely.
Claire, keep up the great work.
Lovely.
Thank you so much
for your help then.
Okay, take care.
Bye, Greg. Bye.
And Danny Holmes is on with us as well. Danny, you're treasurer, of course, of the Irish Veterinary Dentist Society, is it?
Yes, and the purpose of this phone call, I'm also involved with Veterinary Ireland.
Okay. We still have a... I mean, we care for animals greatly, many of us, but there still is a massive amount of animal cruelty in all its forms that goes on, isn't there, in this country?
Well, there is. I think, by and large, animal is well known for... Ireland is well known for being full of animal lovers. There's always excess, and there's always a need for picking up the strays, like Claire has just been describing. And, you know, hats off to people like that. They're prepared to go out there and put their time and effort to fundraise in that direction.
Yeah. And what... There is still an issue, isn't there, with illegal trading and breeding of animals?
Absolutely. Back in the early 2000s, the Farm Advisory Services in Ireland saw a bit of an opening to breed dogs for the purposes of producing pups for export. And at the time back then, there was absolutely no regulations controlling that farming practice, if you want to call it that. You know, there was a lot of efforts by charities and the state and veterinary bodies to put in place an act called the Dog Breeding Establishment Act, which came into effect in 2011. And that has, you know, brought a lot of people that were involved in that trade into the light. And, you know, they're getting inspections now, and a little bit of, clarity has come to the sector about what's appropriate and what's allowable.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's what we're talking about today, really. What's going to be the future of the dog trade in Ireland?
And we want it to be regulated. We want it to be fair to animals. Those are the key issues, I suppose.
Well, absolutely. Wild society wants to buy animals. And by that, I mean you and me and anyone that likes to have a purebred dog those dogs have to come from somewhere. And, you know, we feel strongly it's better, you know, they're provided from a regulated sector and that we push that sector to be the best in the business, the best in Europe, and that those pups have come from, you know, absolutely high-quality standard premises.
And we also then, by definition, have to reward that by ensuring we come down incredibly hard on those that don't follow those rules.
For sure, and our first bash at legislation, the Dog Breeding Act of 2010, was very much an effort to get the people out from under the woodwork and find out where these dog breeding, you know, places are. And now we're at a point, well, we know where most of them are, and the departments have managed to shut down various illegal ones. And yeah, let's improve on that. Let's start turning the screw and getting the standards even better.
And to that end, there's an event taking place next weekend in Cork, is that correct?
That's right. Veterinary Ireland Companion Animal Society, of which I'm a member, we have the experts in the field, the head of the welfare section from the Department of Agriculture, the head of the local authority veterinary service, who, you know, is rewriting the Dog Breeding Act guidelines for these breeders at the moment. And by the way, those guidelines are for public discussion at the moment. So if anyone has feelings or has strong thoughts on where we should go with this and, you know, how to tighten up standards in a practical and meaningful way, please just get on to the local authority for housing. Department for Housing, Simon Coveney, I think, is the minister there now.
Yep.
And just put in what you think. All those submissions will count and they'll all be read, and hopefully we'll end up with better standards than what are there.
Okay, listen, Danny, thank you very much for coming on. People can get more information, can they, from your website? Is it Holmes?
Yep.
HolmesVeterinary.com?
Well, the best place to go is probably veterinaryireland.ie.
Okay, superb. Listen, thank you, Danny. Sorry to be brief. It's an important issue. Maybe we'll revisit, but thank you very much.
Thanks. Bye.